The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There are a multitude of paths to spiritual enlightenment and healing. Come with us on this journey as we enter the frequency of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk, featuring your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. You too can achieve a greater sense of harmony just by listening for the next hour. Now, here are your sound alchemists for our program, Shiloh Love and Haley Love.
Welcome to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. You are here with the Love Ladies. I'm Haley Love.
And I'm Shiloh Love. And today we have a very special guest here who will be talking with us about how we can transform ourselves to vibrating with an ecstatic resonance through the use of tantric dance and breath work practices. Her name is Leola Antara, and she has been connecting people to their sexual energy as an evolutionary creative impulse for over 20 years. She has founded and developed a cutting-edge ecstatic tantric shamanic practice called Kundalini Dance, which supports practitioners to self-generate their sexual creative energy for personal awakening, as well as teaching and developing sacred alchemical sexuality. Leola teaches divine feminine embodiment programs for women. Her gift is taking her clients into direct embodiment of their juicy, ecstatic, authentic selves. Her work is deeply transformative and supports the emergence of life-changing shifts in consciousness and the fulfillment of a richer, more creatively inspired life.
Her work has taken her all over the world to teach retreats and workshops, and she has trained over 70 facilitators in Australia and North America to initiate others into embodying their sexual creative energy, the Kundalini Shakti, as a vehicle for awakening our higher creative potential. I also have personally had the pleasure of dancing with Leola, as well as frequently attending Kundalini dance workshops of some of her trained facilitators. I have found the practice incredibly transformative, healing, and an absolute joyful blast. During a number of Kundalini dance sessions, I found myself breaking into spontaneous outbursts of song and vocalization. And Leola, I want to let you know that one day while I was teaching a singing lesson, I had the inspiration to use some of the Kundalini dance breath work to assist with releasing the singing voice. And it's been really powerful. So I want to thank you for that. I believe you're an amazing channel of divine wisdom. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, Shaka. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yeah, and I've also had the privilege of experiencing Kundalini dance with a couple of local facilitators, Kylie Dawn and Luna Ravenchild, of whom I believe were trained in your dance method. And it was and continues to be a very powerful experience into cultivating this creative sexual energy flow. So yes, thank you so much for bringing this balance and flow to the world.
Oh, it's my gift and my pleasure. Yeah, it's been a journey, been on this path for 20 years, and I'm so excited to, you know, to feel the ripples out, and that the facilitators that I've trained are out there spreading it. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you've had a chance to work with Luna and Kylie. Mm-hmm. They're really wonderful facilitators and embody the work very well.
So as the founder of Kundalini Dance, Leola, will you let our listeners know a little bit about that and explain the idea of Kundalini energy?
Yeah, sure. The Kundalini dance practice is an ecstatic dance practice, you know, a free form dance practice. It's a little more structured than a lot of other systems because we do really work with the breath work in a very conscious way, where we're working with our our subtle body, our central energy system. And the practice is very earth connected. It's very much about connecting to the divine feminine and the earth energy as a way of lifting our vibration and increasing the amount of prana, the amount of life force that we can actually receive, you know, in our body-mind systems. And the Kundalini dance practice is very much a balance of opening to the divine feminine, which we experience as earth energy, sexual energy, the energy that, and the feminine energy, you know, just like women, you know, we feel we're more emotional, we want to shake things up, break things up. There's many aspects of the feminine, but when the feminine's really in her divine feminine power, and we are women and, you know, in our divine feminine power, we speak the truth, we say what we perceive, you know, and that's what pure divine feminine force, Shakti Kundalini, many words for it, life force, energy, the creative impulse of life, the evolutionary impulse of life, opening up to basically that feminine energy. And she, in the dance practice, when we open to that energy as an energetic, it breaks up, it shakes up stagnations, it clears old emotional energy that's been stuffed down or suppressed or unintegrated previous experiences, as we know, get locked in the body, and they create a kind of armoring, a physical armoring and emotional armoring and sexual armoring, which holds us back from really being present with the now, because we're often so bound by, you know, previous unintegrated emotional experiences. So the Kundalini dance practice really offers a consciously held space to lighten the load, you know, literally to open up to the mother energy, the feminine, the earth energy, to cultivate the Kundalini Shakti through the breath and the movement, the hips and the groove and the juice in the body, and then to let that start to flow. And it's literally like that whoosh factor thing. It's like that the energy just moves through the body, and then the practice is like, well, wow, okay, it's moving through here, but it's not moving through my solar plexus or my – then you start to really feel those places in the body, like, oh, my heart feels like it's holding some grief, or I feel like my creative flow in my throat isn't in its full potential. And you start to really, as you deepen the practice, you start to really sense, you know, where you're actually in your full potentiality and where you're not. And as much as Kundalini dance is about opening to the divine feminine, it's also about opening to the divine masculine as an energetic. Obviously, nothing is just an energetic. It's also an embodied sense. And the divine masculine, you know, over the years, you know, I've been teaching for 20 years, so I've been my own work in progress, and this is a practice that, you know, has channeled through me and has developed through me and through my students and through the beings that, you know, have been gracing me with their openness to explore this practice. So it's come through all of us. But it's become a very, in the last few years, Kundalini dance has reached its full circle as a sacred alchemical practice. It wasn't really until, I think, 2009, really, where it's like, okay, now there's a balance between the feminine and the masculine, and it's alchemy. And that's where, you know, I had to do my own personal healing with trusting the masculine God aspect of divinity, and with coming to terms with my own inner masculine and my inner divine masculine, our inner divine masculine is, you know, as I was talking about the feminine, you know, the feminine breaks things up, she shakes up, she purifies and cleanses and takes us into our body and wants us to feel, and she cleanses us and she opens us out. And the divine masculine is, you know, that energy that is the still ground of being. And the divine masculine will manifest and create the new. So the feminine will kind of clear out what isn't being working, but then it's the masculine energy that's, so, okay, so what's the new evolutionary paradigm around sexuality, or the new expression of power rather than domination and control, but power with and collaboration? And so as we start to blend, in my experience, the masculine feminine through all the chakras, starting to really get much clearer on what is the new evolutionary expression of the chakra, of the chakra energies, as a psychology, as a map of the different ways we operate, you know, in our lives.
Wow, so really it's illustrating how we operate on multiple planes of existence and can help facilitate achieving balance in all of our aspects of self, our masculine and feminine. That's very powerful. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, the sacred masculine is very much witnesses without judgment. It very much holds the space. So it's very crucial, one, to integrate, because we need to, you know, as we evolve and we are called to feel more in order to lighten and expand and to have a really healthy relationship with the masculine, both as a divine energetic and as an external, you know, relationship with men, but also as an internal inner male thing, you know, to be able to hold space for our little child self when she's in a trigger or in an emotion, or, you know, so it's that witness place, which is a really important one to cultivate. It's like that I'm not my emotion. I am the part of me that is already awake, that is already still.
I feel that divine masculine and divine feminine you're describing could also be thought of as yin and yang, or Mother Earth and Father Sun, or different terms. And when I use that concept in voice lessons, it's almost like the head and the heart, or the chest voice and the head voice. And I'm just really fascinated at how all of these things connect together, and just am contemplating that a bit here.
Yeah. It's definitely very universal, you know, Shakti being the divine feminine, Shiva being the divine masculine. It's the polarities, right? The feminine, the masculine, divine aspects of divinity. And in a sense, we're beyond polarity, yet to become beyond polarity, we need to make peace with both aspects.
Thank you.
So Loyola, Kundalini dance encompasses a sort of a dancing through the chakras, and I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about some of the methods you use to breathe through and cleanse or activate a chakra.
Well, primarily we always start with opening to the earth energy as a huge part of how we magnify the amount of life force energy that we allow into our body. So it becomes an accelerated evolutionary thing, but also a rejuvenatory thing. So you get more energy in the body like that. So we raise up and connect up through the root chakra, and we build energy because our bodies are mostly water. In order to transform, which is actually alchemy, which means transforming lead to gold, which means transforming energetic dross and stagnation to light, and ecstasy and creative resonance, we have to build fire in the body, because we're whatever, 78% water, right? So we build fire in the body through a rhythmic breath practice, which again we work with polarity. When you want to self-generate life force energy, kundalini energy or shakti energy in the body, in a chi, in a fire, it's all the traditions will guide you to the same place, you know, build energy in the pelvic bowl, build sexual energy, build hara. All the ancient traditions will take you back down deep into your belly and breathe in there. And basically in the kundalini dance practice we do that. We create polarity. It's kind of challenging to talk about showing you, but we create polarity through absorbing the earth energy and the sky energy, and starting to get into rhythmic trance breath, that just cross breaths and shakti breaths. And then we, through intention, you know, pulse breath into the pelvic bowl area. And once we've created enough fire and enough heat in the lower pelvic floor area, then we can start to breathe it up through the chakras. So the first one on our way up would be the solar plexus chakra. And again, it's a polarity breathing, moving energy through the solar and lunar current, the male-female current, the yin-yang channels. You know, there's what we also call the pathway of the two serpents. If you can imagine, through the chakras, you've got the two snakes that travel up and cross at each chakra. So when we initially want to build energy, that's what we do. We draw energy up through left and right, sides of the leg, up into the pelvic bowl.
To interrupt for a moment here, we have to go for a break.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Leola. That is absolutely fascinating. And when we come back from the break, we'll let you finish your thought on the dancing through the chakras. So stay tuned.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Wondering what the heck is going on planet Earth? Feeling time speeding up but your energy slowing down? Then there are those strange physical symptoms, sudden life and career shifts, a sense of loss of identity or purpose. As we rapidly move into a new dimension, the old structures are falling away. How will we navigate what is new? After all, the Ascension doesn't come with an instruction manual. Hillary Harris hosts Ascension 360, Navigating the New World Energies, airing live Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on 7th Wave Network. Ascension 360. Tune in to see how it all turns out. Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th.